Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Happy Monday. You're listening to The Garden of Enlightenment with Nuyi Wild Dove. Unfortunately, Nuyi Wild Dove is under the weather and won't be hosting tonight. This is Gray Eye Smith, and I'd like to welcome Katie, a.k.a. Weaver of Dreams. Hello, Katie.
Hello, my dear. I hope you're well.
I am, thank you. And how are you?
Wonderful. I'm just sending you a link to that thing I was talking about so you can have a look at it later.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. Okay, so what do we have tonight? We have carryovers from front pages, front page picks, open poetry. So that's the gist of tonight's show. That was a wonderful opening song that she picked for this. And so, yeah, if you want to get posting, we'll get going.
I will do that very thing. Okay, we have, first of all, a front page pick from A.R. Mundell, and this is Fever Pitch, and I will read this one. So, Fever Pitch by A.R. Mundell. Heart glad, I watch a plane climb through lilac, its twinkling gems adorn the royal magenta as the silhouette waves of tangled branches muddle bands of mauve. Set upon an ombre cloth, vermilion, up to storm cloud blue, the veil receding, sway by sway, a mouse in grass, not far away, the heat which dims as colours fade, and the mozzies swarm my eyes. The fields pitch black, save for the sky, just catching stalks of flowers' eyes. A prickle back, the orange grows like embers before ash takes hold. Cars still stream by, stars before sky, set each light on its night. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. You know, it was a fantastic poem. You know, it's really brings it to a fevered pitch. But the opening, heart glad, I watch a plane climb through lilac. In its twinkling gems adorn the royal magenta as the silhouette waves of tangled branches. Sorry, muddle hands of mauve. Yeah, just beautiful. Sorry about that. But yeah, fantastic. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, I can see why this was a front page pick. It's lovely. It really is. I love the colours that are brought in, and there's the sounds as well. And I like very much a mouse in the grass not far away. I like that. But oh, don't remind me. And the mozzies swarm my eyes. Oh, it takes me back. Horrible things. Beautifully written. Really is. I love it. And we have, as I say, this wonderful movement taking us right down to cars still stream by, stars before sky, sets each light on its night. I like it. It is lovely. So thank you so much for sharing, Amy.
Beautiful comment, Weaver. Thank you so much, and thank you for that fantastic read. All right, I'm going to check the studio here. And there's nobody on the board, so we'll keep going.
No problem. Okay, this is another ladies' right, I think. So I'll just read this one. We'll see if the gentleman's one for you. And I'll have these ones.
Sure.
Because you can't do a high-pitched voice and I can't do a deep voice. So we're working better this way.
Yeah.
So Autumn Days by Victoria Frost. Morning silence broken with a whistle, filling crisp autumn air with scents of warm coffee. Fall has come in a plethora of colours, teaching letters, forgotten phones, and parents playing tatty. The best summer weeks gone, left as pages on the floor, where the bare foot now wears a boot. The encroaching cold warms of salt-speckled roads, signalling the pigeon to take roost for the winter. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. And a fantastic poem. It really captures the sense of autumn quite beautifully. And I enjoyed it. It had great cadence to it. It was wonderful to hear you read it. You know, it had a poetic essence to it, which is beautiful. So excellent read and fantastic write, Victoria. What did you think, Lear?
I really enjoyed reading this. It was I like a poem that just flows and nothing catches you, nothing trips you up. It's just beautifully written and all about my particular favorite season and the colors. And I thought it was lovely. But I did like the last stanza, the encroaching cold, warms of salt-speckled roads, signaling the pigeon to take roost for the winter. That's just lovely. So beautifully done. So few words, Victoria, but a lovely story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do we have next?
And next, coming up is Brittle Chains by Papa Terminus. I wonder if you could read this for us, please, Gray.
Yeah, you bet. Just 1 second here. There we go. All right. Brittle chains. Brittle are these chains, so recluse are those words, spoken by the poets, drunk on malt wine and ale. How rusted are these roots as soldiers march down the steel street, ground under their heels, for the ivy shall grow a strangler that invites us to the shadows. O moonchild, I hear your moans marching through the badlands where towers once streaked the skies with pointed fingers as we discard these broken wings of the angels. Mirrors shatter, tossed 20 stories down, smashing against the pavement. So brittle are these chains. How rusted are those roots? No, this static isn't the latest thrill. None can hold the vertical and the flashes of horizon. It's all overkill as the chain oxidizes in mortal hands. End poem.
Beautifully done, Gray. Lovely read. I thought
Thank
this
you.
Was my pleasure. I thought this was very well written, I think. I love that picture. Blimey. I do like the sci-fi element, obviously. Stanza. Aha. This static isn't the latest throw. None can hold the vertical and the flashes of horizon. It's all overkill as the chain oxidized in mortal hands. I like it a lot. Very clever. I like the idea of dystopia and the villains and everything else that goes with that. I think it's, again, sci-fi, one of my favorite. And this has also got a touch of, I don't know, a little bit of, what's the word I'm thinking about here? Anarchy, possibly? But anyway, I thought it was brilliantly done. Thank you for sharing. And your thoughts, Gray.
Yeah, you know, I found it very dystopian for sure. When you look at that picture and then you go into the poem, it's quite magical, really, the connection that you have between the two. Oh, moonchild, I hear your moans marching through the badlands where towers once scraped the skies with pointed fingers as we discard these broken wings of the angels. I mean, you know, that's just haunting right there. And then mirrors shatter, tossed 20 stories down, smashing against the pavement. So brittle are these chains. How rusted are those roots? It really is fantastic. Totally engaging, and it really strikes to the imagination quite beautifully. So talented write and great front page pick. All right, so what do we have next, Weaver?
And next we have Windblown Kisses by L.G. Mace. I have no idea if L.G. Mace is a lady or a gentleman, but, oh, a lady.
It's a lady.
She's a lady. I'm a lady. Right, yes. I will read this one. So this is Windblown Kisses by L.G. Mace. Dreaming of you somewhere apart from me, the soft warmth of your kisses make me a little less lonely. Thoughts of your love fill my woesome heart. I cling to the vision of the time when we won't be apart. That heated love that once shared keep me warm on cool October nights, not to be compared to the heated days of August when we shared desire and our impassioned bodies so sublime. Dreaming of windblown kisses that will land on your waiting lips with the helping hand of time. End poem.
Beautiful read and touching poem. You know, it really is a beautiful poem. It says it's for a contest. I blow kisses in the wind in hopes they make it to your lips, which is a beautiful quote to post, and it was by Lee Wildove, so great contest. But yeah, it was a wonderful write and a fabulous read. So yeah, this was just put up 2 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
I blew kisses to the wind in hopes they make it to your lips. Wow. Beautiful. Mm.
But, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. But, so she's just waiting to be judged on that contest. But it's a beautiful rite, and I wish her all the best in the contest. You know, dreaming of you somewhere apart from me, the soft warmth of your kisses make me a little less lonely. Thoughts of your love fill my woesome heart, cling to the vision of the time when we won't be apart. You know, when you're dreaming about being with somebody when you're not with them, but you know what it's like to be with them, that's just haunting. So, you know, that was a lovely rite. All right, what did you think of the poem?
I agree with you. It's so romantic. And it's nice to think kind of love is there and will stay through the cool of winter to the heat of summer and all the other seasons. It's just lovely. And then I love that last two lines. Dreaming of wind-blown kisses that will land on your waiting lips with the helping hand of time. Really lovely. So heartfelt, very tender. Well done, LG. Thank you.
Beautiful comment. Thank you so much. All right. I'm going to check the studio just in case. And it's just you and I, lady.
That's okay. We can do this.
We'll keep plugging on.
We will. Okay. Next we have D-Day by KPS. And would you give this a read, please, Gray?
Absolutely. This letter in hopes it may find you well. We are about to change the war, and I don't know when I will be able to write again. It's 4:30 a.m. Twilight paints the sky. Majestic hues, pink, oranges, and yellows, too. We advance at sunrise. The Navy is about to prep the battlefield. 1,000 Navy artillery shells in just 2 minutes. It's an amazing sight to see. Hell has no fury, as 2,700 pounds of terror, total annihilation. Nothing will survive. God bless the men caught under their wrath. The battle has begun. Organized chaos. Can't explain. Death surrounds us all. It's freedom. Free to roam. Things aren't going as we had planned. I guess the enemy gets a vote in how things play out. Someone failed. Of the 193 men in Charlie Company, only 3 are alive. The fight of death has consumed us. My love, I'm not afraid to die. Rather, never feeling your love, your pure kind heart, this is what scares me. My love, I've been hit. The corpsmen say it's bad. Crying like a baby, laying on a beach somewhere in France. Corporal Kaczynski is writing this letter now. He's recording my last testament. Please forgive me. I am so sorry, my love, but I don't think I'll be able to keep my promises. Please know I did my best to. I blow kisses in the wind in hopes they make it to your lips. End poem. Well, whew, that was deep.
Yeah.
Really,
so sad.
Really pulls that right into the scene, you know, like, wow, that's powerful. It really grabbed my heart and tugged it down, you know, I mean, poof, what a way to go. What an ending. Talented, right? You know, captures your imagination and it hurts. But yeah, what did you think, Weaver?
Well, the picture started the whole thoughts in my mind of what was going to come. And it was exactly what I expected. So sad. anything that involves power struggles and guns are never going to end well. We've had two world wars and we haven't learned a thing. I despair. Totally. I despair. It shouldn't be like this. We should be clever enough and not need to fight, not need to resort to damaging someone else. And the ripple effect of that, you damage that person and that damage carries on to their family and hurts them and hurts the people around them. Ah, dear, dear. No, it's a beautifully written poem. I take nothing from that. I think it's beautifully written and it needs to be remembered. You know, this is a kind of thing that we need to read so we don't forget the pain and the awful things that were done in the name of, I couldn't tell you in the name of what, I can't think of any reason other than a struggle for power and money. So thank you so much, KPS, for bringing that to everyone's attention and making us remember a very sad time. Okay. Thank you for that.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, are you still there?
All right. Yep. All right, so next we've got Little Tricks by Samantha Marie South. If you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please, Katie.
No problem, my dear. Little Tricks, Samantha Marie South. I know not who you are, my darling future love. Despite this tiny fact, sending warm and tender hugs, this will keep you warm until our actual meet. Suspended temporarily in time, a lovely sake to keep. Need to put a face to your given name. These are the details which are driving me insane. This waiting game is not one of my choice. I'd call a halt if it would hear my voice. Until such time as I see you in the flesh, these little tricks will do, more or less. End poem.
Wow. You know, you could really feel that one, too. It was a right from the heart, really. You could feel the energy of it, that it emotes, the loneliness and the longing in it is powerful and really draws you in. Need to put a face to your given name. These are the details which are driving me insane. You know, when you don't even know what the person looks like, and yet here you are waiting to meet them, it's got to be incredibly tough. So until such time as I see you in the flesh, these little tricks will do, more or less. So yeah, that's a long distance relationship right there, yet to be, I guess, hope future. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Yes, I think this was very sweet, and there's a lot of pathos in here, and need for love and to be held and to be appreciated. But I think, given social media, etc. nowadays, an awful lot of people must be feeling like this because they're meeting, you know, through their keyboards before they actually meet in the flesh. So, you know, this has got to be how a lot of people would be thinking. I hope you're going to be nice. I hope you're going to be lovely. Please tell me more about yourself. Yeah, I can see that. It must be quite frustrating, to say the least. So I think Samantha has managed to capture that beautifully, as well as being, as I say, a very sweet poem and only 92 words. Well done. Yeah, I think it was beautifully written. So thank you, Samantha, for sharing.
Absolutely. And, yeah, you did a beautiful read of it.
Thank you. Okay. Next up, yeah, Lingering Love on Zephyr's Breath by Nose Ring Poems. I wonder if you would read this one, please, Gray.
It is a woman that is nosing.
Oh, well, I'll read it.
Care.
I'll read it. No
okay.
problem. Of course it is. Look, see, I don't open them up. That's my problem. I should open them up and have a look. Yeah, so, Nose Ring Poems, and it's the title is Lingering Love on Zephyr's Breath. Mine fantasia blooms within sweltering summer night, and the gust of wind carries my musings as messenger with wings. That breeze of mine whispers sweet, sweats tingling upon your lips, caressing zephyrs on aligned rim's edges, stroking breaths as November rain. Diving as whiskey on mind, twirls with gentle ease, running inside rain strong, spill. Crescent on your face, getting nudged with pet constellations. Fireflies lighten, scattering as stars, blinking trace upon lily brims. Let midnight sky manifest fervent comet, warming our cores, bridging planets. Transversing yen, a drugged gaze gloved afar, impalpable fragile petals, floating its fragrance in orris, collides upon horizon, loitering embrace of feather-like kiss. Shadow of mine spectre, searing pearl entwining, sublime rhymes of mine, invisibilis presence. End poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Weaver. And I love the poem. I mean, I like the form of it as well. Very feminine. But you can feel the beauty in her flow of words. You know, it really is a river of just tranquility that lifts you up until the end. But it's quite beautiful. And, you know, I love the metaphor in there. Shadow of mine, specter, sealing pearl entwining. Sublime rhymes of mine, invisible presence. I mean, you know, there's a lot of deep metaphor in that last stanza. So the whole thing is littered with pure metaphor. It's quite beautiful. But, you know, you can feel the longing in it for sure. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Yes, I like you. I do like the formatting. It's very pretty. I was actually, a few of my pieces of poetry were critiqued on a blog by an editor. And I had centered one of my poems because I thought it looked better in the center. It worked better. And he was rather scathing about it and said that editors don't like when they see a poem in the center of a page. He said, it's really not the done thing. And I thought, oh dear, what a snob. But I love that. I love that look. I think it's really great. It's one of my favorites, although I don't do it very often now because I keep hearing his voice in my ear. Oh, I say it's not done. Anyway, I think
yeah.
This is lovely. Really lovely. Beautifully worded. That last one, last stanza, shadow of mine, spectre, sealing pearl, entwining sublime rhymes of mine, invisibilis, I can't say it, you see, presence. Lovely. Very well done. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was really sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful, excellent comment and a fabulous read as well. Thank you so much, Weaver. So what do we have next?
And next we have Dandelion Hair by David Philip Ireland. I don't know if that's his name or where he comes from, but it's... yeah, so would you like to read that for us, please, Gray?
All right, you bet. One second here. All right, so we have Dandelion Hair. And, sorry, I'm just going to... Upon the plains, grain circles bestow, where winds from the east in wild flurry doth blow. Amidst summer meadows, light and fair, I seek the girl with the dandelion hair. I embarked on a voyage when skies were clear, pursuing my dreams, far castles near, a lad so frail, with no flesh on the bone. Shadowed, gaunt, I walked alone. Ink-stained parchment, reflections gleam, the scent of sweat, tansy, love's fragrant dream. I scattered words with the gentlest touch of touch, not seeking treasures, I ne'er asked for much. Yet, if I may be bold, let her climb my stair, I wish for friendship beyond compare. In love's embrace, so precious, so rare, I will dance through life with the maiden fair, dance with the girl, the dandelion hair, the girl with dandelion hair and foam. Shoot, there wasn't a SoundCloud for that, was there? Hello, Weaver?
Oh, hello, sorry. I was on mute. I do apologize. I was just checking. I'm afraid there was. I'm so sorry. It went out of my mind completely. Do you want to play it now? Because we've got plenty of time.
Yeah, for sure. I'd rather hear the artist's voice for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play that.
Thank you. Sorry about that, David.
Yeah, my apologies.
Dandelion hair. Upon the plains, grain circles bestow, where winds from the east in wild flurry doth blow. Amidst summer meadows, light and fair, I seek the girl with the dandelion hair. I embarked on a voyage when skies were clear, pursuing my dreams, far castles near. A lad so frail, with no flesh on the bone, shadowed, gaunt, I walked alone. Ink-stained parchment, reflections gleam, the scent of sweet tansy, love's fragrant dream. I scattered words with the gentlest of touch, not seeking treasures I ne'er asked for much. Yet if I may be bold, let her climb my stair, I wish for a friendship beyond compare. In love's embrace, so precious, so rare, I will dance through life with the maiden fair. Dance with the girl with dandelion hair. The girl with the dandelion hair.
Yeah, he did such a beautiful read of it. You could feel the right through his words, you know, through his voice. It was quite a beautiful SoundCloud on his read. And the read was fantastic. You know, it really pulled into the longing that he has for love in his life. And he sees it with the girl with the dandelion hair, the girl with the dandelion hair. And, yeah, you can feel that longing for sure, the pull that she has to him. So just a beautiful write full of love and want for love. So what did you think, Weaver?
Yes, I did. I agree with you. That was a wonderful SoundCloud. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. Yes, I thought it was beautifully written. We just hope he doesn't start blowing too hard, or she'll be losing that dandelion hair. Sorry. Oh, dear. My mind, honestly. But, yeah, I thought this was lovely. Okay, that first stanza. Ah, so cool. Upon the plains, grain circle bestow, where wind from the east in wild flurry doth blow, amid summer meadows light and fair, I seek the girl with the dandelion hair. There. Beautifully done, David Philip Ireland. I really enjoyed it. So, well done. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much, Weaver. All right, so what do we have next?
And next we have Kisses in the Wind by Marius Alexandra. And I'll make sure there's no SoundCloud this time. No, we're okay. We're okay. So, would you like to read this or will I read this?
I can read it for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Kisses in the Wind. Through fall and whisper soft, my love takes flight. I blow kisses in the wind each morning. Upon the breeze, it soars in the pure light, in hopes they may get to your lips, darling. They slowly dance on zephyrs, soft and free, through meadows, mountains, toward the blue skies, carrying my feelings across the sea to find your heart, where true love never dies. They flutter like butterflies, mild and sweet, with each tender touch, a promise they bear, seeking for the warmth where these two blessed souls meet, a love and unending beyond time and care. Upon your lips it lands my gentle kiss, so you'll remember all my love and bliss. End poem. That was beautiful. That read like a love letter on a kiss. He puts a lot of faith into this kiss, finding the right person, which it will, I'm sure. Life has a way of magically doing those types of things. So, yeah, beautiful. Intriguing, for sure. Very profound and engaging. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
I unmuted. Good. I thought it was lovely. And I love autumn anyway. So anything that gives you that, that makes you remember the lights and the colors and the sound of the wind rustling through all those leaves that are on their way downward is really lovely. I do enjoy that. It's a calming thing. And this this is a calm and very sweet and very well done, as you say, love letter. And anybody would be pleased to get something as lovely as this. I just enjoy all of it, but I did like the penultimate stanza. They flutter like butterflies, mild and sweet, with each tender touch a promise they bear, seeking for the warmth where two blessed souls meet, a love unending beyond time and care. And then that last couple of lines, upon your lips it lands my gentle kiss, so you remember all my love and bliss. Yeah. Really well done it. I love the way it flows. It was most enjoyable. And your read was brilliant too. Lovely. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right. So what's up next, we are?
Next we have I Love You by Adikaran. I think that might be a gentleman. Adikaran.
It is, yeah.
Oh, cool. Over to you.
Yeah. All right, so we have I Love You by, Adikaran. You are so far away from me. I tried to reach you several times, but I am unable to touch you. I always wish to be with you. I like to sit and talk to you, but you are always invisible. I am with you. You answer to all my questions and guide me in the right direction. You are holding my hand and protecting me from all the hazards. Your warmth I can feel in my hands and in my heart. I love you so much. You are the everything to me, and I blow kisses to the wind, hoping that it will reach you. Jesus, you are everything for me. Without you, I do not exist in this world. End poem.
Lovely. Well read. Thank you so much for that. It was beautifully read. I think this is, well, I do love the three-line stanzas anyway. Two- and three-line stanzas are now my favorite things. But this is, again, another very sweet, very loving letter or ode or whatever it is to someone who is very much loved. And I think that's wonderful. You are everything for me. Without you, I do not exist in this world. Ah, now wouldn't you love somebody to say that to you? Just so cool. Yes, I think this particular prompt has brought us some wonderful poems and lovely and full of caring, which is excellent. So thank you, Adikaran, for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you can feel his love for Jesus in that, right? It's a beautiful thing, really. So, captures the heart. It's endearing. I liked it. I love you so much. You are everything to me. I blow my kisses to the wind, hoping that it will reach you. Jesus, you are everything for me. Without you, I do not exist in this world. And you can feel that in that, right? So it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was slightly torn between thinking this may have just been, you know, a word that he used in the form of perhaps cursing or swearing a little bit, or was it actually Jesus that he'd written this to? So I'm not sure which one, but it makes no difference. So it's still a wonderful piece of poetry. It's just the way, as you say, my mind works that way. Very odd. But that, oh yes, I was going to say the next one up is Miriam, and it says that you may call in. And have you checked recently to see if anybody's in the green room?
No, I haven't. I will, though.
Thank you, just in case you're there.
Yeah, I'm refreshing the studio now. No, it would tell me that somebody had hung up, or that, you know, that they were disconnected, so.
That's okay. Well, I'll leave it for a little while longer, in case she does.
Sure.
In. Yeah? And if in the next two or three poems, if she doesn't, then I'll read it. So up we have next, or next we have up. Up we have next. Oh, dear. I'm just getting to me again. Oh, shoot. So, yes, next we have Out of Reach by Selena, and we have a SoundCloud for that.
Okie dokie. Here we go.
Ghost of your smile haunts each waking moment. The shadow of your presence lingers in every corner of my mind. This urgent longing for you sweeps throughout my days and nights, for what seems like an eternity. For your kiss, I have pined. No other lights my darkened hours as you do. When I invite you into my delirious dreams, love for you completely possesses my body and soul. As light from exquisite eyes of cornflower blue beams. My body is starving for the touch of your hands. My ears are deaf but to the sound of your voice. The music in my heart is fading without you. For only in your arms could it ever rejoice. Alas, to me you are far out of reach, for you gifted your heart to another long ago, and I can merely wonder what nirvana it would be if my true love and devotion to you I could show. So, from the fountain of love, my eager mouth sips, and I blow kisses in the wind, in hopes they make it to your lips.
Wow.
You got to wipe your sweat after that. Fabulous read. And such a dreamy poem, you know. You can feel her hunger and her longing, you know. You really want to be the recipient of that kiss, quite honestly. But it really wants you to, wow, you know, captivate you. It makes you want to be the recipient of that kiss, quite honestly. I guess I said that twice now, but that's what it does. You know, back to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, I agree totally. I mean, I am I am always amazed at what Selena can achieve. And her voice, as you say, is incredible. And she never hurries her words. She takes her time, makes them count. And it's beautifully done. I am so happy that I have the chance to hear her work. I love it when she sends in a SoundCloud, because I know it's going to be something that's different and clever, beautifully written, so many wonderful images within those words. Ah, wonderful, Selena. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. But yeah, it was beautiful. Really captures your imagination and drags you into the poem. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have next, Weaver. Thank you for your wonderful comment.
No problem. Next, there is A Kiss with a Miss by Marvelous Jarvis. Oh, wonderful handle. Or sobriquet, Marvelous Jarvis. And I wonder if you would give this a read for us, please.
Yeah, sure, you know too. A Kiss with a Miss. As they send a kiss to my wife, who now lives in the sky, it makes me wonder sometimes why. But the thought quickly leaves me, and for that I am okay, because I knew the God above had a bigger role for her. Does it hurt? Sure, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't want her here by my side. But to take her from our little boy would be wrong. Plus, I believe we will all be together before too long. On how everything is playing out in this old planet Earth, before you know it, she's going to have enough of this mess and just burst. From the way we treat her and the things that we all do, can I say that all we are doing is making people blue. We forgot to love our neighbors. To be honest, we're for to love ourselves, and for that we will be judged and it placed on our shelves. I know that the kisses I send on a daily basis reach that far because of the simple fact that he even catches our tears and puts them in a jar. So to say a kiss won't make it is wrong, because the word leaves us promises it all day long. I am not worried one single bit about what's around, because I work for the great one who showed me how to get down. And the power in me is far greater than the power that surrounds me. Here's one more kiss for you, Toot, and my baby. And don't worry, I'll be there when it's time, because he saved me. End poem. Wow. You can feel the passion in this, right? The first comment by Nilsa101 says, I have goosebumps reading this and tears in my eyes. I'm so sorry for your loss. I cannot imagine this kind of pain. The way this poem is written is just beautiful. I read it more than once, although the ending was beautiful. That you will be there too soon, just the thought is so sad. Beautifully written poem, which I agree 100% with her comment. I mean, can't say more than that, quite honestly. It's deeply evoking of pain and longing to be with somebody, you know, to the point where you think you're going to be there soon. That's kind of harsh, but it was a powerful, right? Deeply intriguing. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
I think this was oh so sad, really. It's, we know it's part of our life. You know, we're born, we live, we pass on and pass over. And everybody knows it. It's not anything you can change, but it is always so, so painful. And it's, that's the saddest thing of all, the person left behind, longing to see their loved one again. Ah, I also, I mean, I like the fact that people have faith. I think, again, that's a wonderful thing, to have faith, because it does. As this poem says, and don't worry, I'll be there when it's time, because he saved me. Well, that's, you know, that's wonderful. If you have that crutch to lean on throughout your life, then it will make your decisions easier to make and your life perhaps a little easier to bear with until such times as you don't have to anymore. So I thought that was sad and beautiful, and thank you for sharing that with us, Marvelous Jarvis. It was cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely pain and longing in that, right, for sure. It was deeply engaging throughout, so beautiful job. All right, what do we have next?
And next we have Telegrams by Blatant B. And I will give this a read. Why not? Let's mix things up a bit. I'll just speak in a deeper voice. Okay. Welcome, Whistling Wind. No, that doesn't sound right. Okay, start again. Telegrams by Blatant B. Welcome, Whistling Winds, carrying courting communication, sending sounding signals, memorable, meticulous Morse code, X's and O's, stop. Cuddles and kisses, stop. From bottom to top, stop. So hot, it unknot my dreadlock, stop. Curious clouds curl amongst gentle gestures, hanging heavily like quotation marks. Ecstatic emphasis ends in exclamation. Light legs, lengthened ligaments, stop. Weakened, willing, wonky knees drop, stop. Butterfly, buttery butterflies battle a lot, stop. Imaginary individual not here, I forgot. Stop. Words of whiplash wriggle wax paper, leaving me breathless like ellipses, as kisses penetrate wave particles on your face like circular smoke signals. Annotated analog dots, stop. Fiddling fingers fidget font, stop. Sending sensual seductive messages, stop. When I see you again, dot, dot, dot. Stop. End poem.
Wow. Beautiful. That was a great read. And, you know, you can feel the desire. I mean, I liked his rhyme scheme. You know, it was triple rhymed and quad rhymed, which is cool. And it had a great flow to it. You really did a great job of reading it. I don't think I could have read it quite as well as you did. Fiddling fingers, fidget font, stop. Sending sensual, seductive messages, stop. When I see you again, dot, 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 stop. You know, it's like an analog kiss through the cyberspace or something. But yeah, Wonderfully written. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, I agree. I love that. I love the use of that, the stop. Really is it was a great idea. I used to know or do know Morse code. I learned it many years ago, and it's a delight. I love it. So this really takes me back to my dit dit da da dit dit days. Great fun.
Yeah.
And I love the alliteration. As you say, not the easiest thing, and I did stumble a couple of times. So I do apologize, Leighton B. It's an age thing. Oh, dear. I keep using that excuse, but I'm going to keep using it. So I'm just getting older anyway. I thought it was very cleverly done. I really enjoyed it. So many things to say about it. I can't even pick one stanza because they're all so cool. Maybe maybe the first one. Welcome whistling winds carrying courting communication, sending sounding signals, memorable meticulous Morse code, X's and O's, stop. Cuddles and kisses, stop. From bottom to top, stop. So hot, it unknot my dreadlock, stop. Clever, very clever. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, no kidding, hey. That was great. My dog.
Ah, so cute. Oh,
sorry.
Just bear with me. Right. Ready for our next one?
Yeah, you bet. My dog's quiet.
Okay. The next we have Blowing You Kisses by Poetic Decabra. And I think there's a SoundCloud. Yeah. No, it's not. No, there isn't. So would you care to read this for us, please?
Yeah, sure. By Poetic Decabra. There's no SoundCloud for that, hey?
No, I think it's the next one up.
Male reader, please, huh? Okay. Blowing You Kisses by Poeta de Cabra. Darling, I love you more than spoken words can say. There's an ache in my heart every time I have to go away. When my work requires me to go on extra long trips, I blow kisses in the wind in hopes they will make it to your lips. Hold your photograph each night. Look at the sweet girl I am missing. Strawberry blonde hair, green eyes, and luscious lips I long to be kissing. Alone at night, hugging my pillow, pretending, darling, that is you. Blow another kiss out open window. Imagine that you are returning one too. If you feel something brush your lips as you sleep, please don't get a fright. It will just be a few of many kisses, darling, that I'll be blowing to you throughout the night. When away from you, my sweetheart, I find it hard to even think rationally. Can only dream of your electric eyes, ruby red lips, and kissing you passionately. Couldn't help falling in love with each other. Seems like destiny. A real perfect match. Should be counting sheep, trying to sleep. But I'm counting kisses I want you to catch. Can't wait to get home again, darling. Long to hug you and kiss you passionately. Then I'll take your hand, go down on one knee, ask the big question, darling, will you marry me? End poem. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, lovely. Isn't this just so sweet? I'm using that word a lot at the moment, but it can't be helped because they are. And that doozy of a last stanza, wow. Can't wait to get home again, darling. Long to hug you and kiss you passionately. Then I'll take your hand, go down on one knee, ask the big question. Darling, will you marry me? That is a biggie, isn't it? That's a big step to take. And obviously, this darling is well loved. And the fact that he has to go away is awful. Yeah, it's not a nice thing when you're in love with someone to have to keep saying goodbye, I'll be back soon, I'll be back at some time. But if it's really strong, it will last. And I'm sure this would have lasted or will last. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Poeta.
Yeah, absolutely. You can feel the longing and the desire in that, right? It really is touching, you know, to feel that passion and desire for somebody that you don't know, you know, you're just putting it on the wind and there it goes, but hoping for the best. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing, quite honestly. So touching, right, Poeta? Thank you for putting that up. All right, where are we to next?
I love that. Where are we to next? Now, this is a bit of a mystery to me. This is Pazuza by, I think this must be a new, oh, I know it's Frank. I'm not going to kid anybody. I know it's Frank. And this is Pazuza by Francisco Del Mar. And there should be a SoundCloud, I think.
Yeah, there is. Okay, here we go. Oh, we have a caller. We have a caller.
Woo!
Hold on, let's give that a chance to come in. I don't know how long they've been holding for, so we'll bring them on.
Yep.
Hello? Hello, caller from area code 111. Hi, is that you, Naomi?
Yeah, it's me. I was wondering
where
you left me. You left me behind.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. It's okay.
Hi, my darling. How
Did
are you?
Hello, Katie. How are you? Pardon me?
Did you say anything on the board about you being on the phone?
Yeah, I said I was on hold.
No, I didn't. I missed that. I apologize.
Okay, no, it's okay. That's okay. I haven't been waiting that long, just through the last poem.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. You had me wondering, holy. But welcome to the show.
Okay, well, yeah, happy to be here. I really liked the part where he says instead of counting sheep, he's counting the kisses. Or I don't have it up now anymore. Where was that? The line. Let me see here. Should be counting sheep trying to sleep, but I'm counting kisses I want you to catch. I found that so cute. You know, instead of counting sheep, he's counting the kisses, so that really is neat. And, yeah, of course, the last stanza, like Katie already said, that's just, you know, so sweet. Will you marry me? An amazing little tender poem there that's so tenderly loving and sweet. So wonderfully done, Poeta de Cabra. Wonderful, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Welcome to the show. Thank you for that comment.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have the Pazuza by Francisco, and there's a SoundCloud, so I'm going to play that.
In the Arctic it began with an eerie sound that rattled a poor little girl, an unknown demonic force that controlled her soul and mind completely, making her look bizarre and causing her to levitate and speak in tongues. There was nothing that could save her except an exorcism. Two desperate priests were summoned to perform the religious act, after the Sphinx had failed to see the devious shadow in her. Fever had triggered sudden convulsions and rapid heartbeats. They were not mere nightmares nor psychedelic dreams conjured. The poor little girl was possessed by Pazuzu, an ancient demon from the ancient mysteries, a Babylonian secret, awakened from the ravenous depth of the chasm of hell. A dreadful and sinister servant of the legend of Lucifer. Beware of the looming nocturnal shadow of the fiend, for he will lurk in the darkness of your rocking mind, to torment and haunt you with an implacable insanity, in a powerful hunger to devour you like a doomed prey. Lust is the one sin that it makes you succumb to temptation. There is the merciless vengeance of his unholy perversion. Look into his eyes. You will see Pazuzu, not Captain Howdy.
I'm
Wow. That was hypnotizing. I mean,
what the heck?
Yes, Demi. Oh, yes, Demi. Pazuzu is alive. Pazuzu is alive.
In the bone.
Wow. What a stage play. Yeah, it was an epic read and a fantastic write. It really hypnotized you and carried you into all the psychedelic stuff. Poor little girl was possessed by Pazuzu, an ancient demon from the ancient mysteries of Babylon, Babylonian secrets, awakened from the ravenous depth of the chasm of hell, a dreaded and sinister servant of the Legion of Lucifer. Like, woohoo, that's deadly. And then beware the looming nocturnal shadows of the fiend, for he will lurk in the darkness of your racking mind to torment and haunt you with inexplicable insanity and powerful hunger to devour you like a doomed prey. Makes you scared to be existing, quite honestly, knowing that this is out there. Pazuzu, not Captain Howdy. But that was a fantastic stage play. Beautiful job, Frank. All right. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Well, I thought it was brilliant. He didn't catch me with his evil laughter. I was expecting it. But yes, I liked it. I liked it a lot. Mind you, to be honest, Pazuzu doesn't sound very evil, does it? It sounds kind of jolly. Pazuzu's coming for tea. Oh, great. That'll be a laugh. So, unfortunately, it didn't sound quite as scary as it should have done. And perhaps I should read the legend or the stories and I might get it a little bit more. But I loved this. I thought this was so good. And as usual, beautifully written. Ah, so clever. Don't know where you get your ideas from, my dear, but I really enjoy them. And that poor little girl, oh no, possessed. I wouldn't mind being possessed if I was possessed with somebody interesting, but I don't think demons are that interesting. Yeah, well done, Frank. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, what did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, well, this is obviously from the movie Exorcism. Well, the picture is anyway. You don't know that movie, Katie? Heck, Exorcist?
I don't think I do, no.
No? Well, it's a horror movie, so you probably don't listen to horror movies. I don't listen to very many, but I mean, that one was a classic, so, you know, I kind of zoomed over it. But yeah, wonderfully written, you know, to that. And of course, it's a book. I think, is it by, I'm asking Frank on the board, is it by Stephen King? I don't know if it's from Stephen King, the Exorcism. I'm not sure. But anyway, well, wonderful, right, Frank? And you know, I have to still to this day, I have to turn my earphones sideways for that laugh. I know it's coming. It just shrills through me. So I turn my head. Oh, it isn't from Stephen King. Okay. I still turn my headphones crooked on my head because I can't take that laugh on my grace, because it just makes me cringe. I don't know how he does that laugh, but oh my gracious, he gets me every time. But you know, wonderful. It's from William Peter Blatty. Okay, thank you, Northern Phoenix, on the board. And wonderful. Right by I was gonna say exorcism by Frank. Wonderfully done, and wonderful. Scary, right? Just before Halloween that's coming. I'm so excited for Halloween. Yeah. So thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank said that laugh is just his alter ego.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to alter his ego then.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, welcome to the board, Jody.
I think he's going to... Is he phoning in?
I'm not sure. We have a 512. There you go again. Hello, welcome
Hello,
to the show, area code 513. Who's calling?
This is Jody, how's it going? This is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Jody.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Having a good show
tonight? Did you get a chance to hear Frank read there?
No, I just got on. I missed it.
Oh. Okay, perfect. All right, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing good, Jody. Doing good, thank you.
And
doing
you?
Good.
A little tired, but I'm here.
What time is it where you are?
What's that?
What's the time locally where you are?
Oh, it's 11:15 p.m.
Okay, not too late. Not too bad.
No, it ain't too bad.
Well, good to have you on board. And I don't know, do we have a write from you on the board?
I don't know if it's been read yet or not.
No, I haven't.
I haven't put it up yet.
I haven't put it up yet. Okay. At the moment, I've got up You Blow Me a Kiss by our dear Naomi. So, Naomi, would you care to give us a read on that?
Okay. So, this is You Blow Me a Kiss. Well, is it tonight? Is it the prompt for Luyu's contest? Is it tonight?
Yep. Yes, we're doing them right now.
Okay. Well, it kind of blew me off course there. Frank's right. Okay. You blow me a kiss. Through the rainy winds of autumn, upon my lips so softly falls your kiss that is so tender. The earth halts on its axis to take note of its love. It warms and comforts me more than any sweater ever could, washing away my unseen pain, my every doubt, my every fear. The outside world ceases to exist, blurred and indistinct, as pours into my soul all the passionate emotions contained inside this moment. Our mutual need, our connection so strong, a rebellion against the elements, as I stand transfixed in the wind and in the rain with your sweetness upon my lips. Standing here not caring if soaked through to the bone, because I am so snugly wrapped up inside the gentle glow of your loving light. Feeling us here together, inside one another, pure and vulnerable and real, I taste you on my lips, and I am home. End poem.
Wow, beautiful, right? You can feel the longing and the desire and the passion in it. You know, it really is intoxicating in its femininity, quite honestly. You know, it has a certain feminine ness to it that's quite beautiful and intriguing throughout. So But yeah, our mutual need, our connection so strong, the rebellion against the elements, as I stand transfixed in the wind and in the rain with your sweetness upon my lips, standing there, not caring if soaked through to my bones, because I am so snugly wrapped up in the gentle glow of your loving light. You know, when somebody's so in tune with somebody else that it just warms them to the core, that's beautiful and tender and very touching. So endearing, right? And a fabulous read. Thank you so much for sharing. And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
Thank you, Gray.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I was on mute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, Naomi, this is lovely. You blew me a kiss. I thought it was so... Again, I'm going to have to use that awfully overused word, sweet, but also sensual. So you've got 2 out of 3 so far. Oh, and yes, sexy.
Can't sum it up to sexy.
Oh, I like it. I like this a lot. With that last stanza, wow, that just tells us all. Feeling us here together, inside one another, pure and vulnerable and real. I taste you on my lips, and I am home. Oh, I love that. It's so... Oh, that just touches my heart, that does. I am home. Mind you, if I had a heart, which I don't, but...
Like a demoniac laugh. I don't have a heart.
That's my evil voice. I'm not as evil as Frank, but I'm pretty evil. Yes, I thought this was absolutely lovely. And again, that beautiful first stanza takes you straight into the whole poem. Through the rainy winds of autumn, upon my lips so softly falls your kiss that is so tender. The earth halts on its axis to take note of its love. Ah, beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. It was lovely.
Thank you, Katie.
Absolutely. And our other caller there, 513, is that Jody?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just listened.
What did you think of Niall's writing?
I thought she did a wonderful job. It was a great read and write. I love how it starts out with the chilly rain in autumn, because that's always chilly, and it warms you up through the poem with all her words, and very sensual and very soulful words. I thought she did a great job on the take, you know, instead of her blowing a kiss, she was actually accepting the kiss. I like that. Yeah, I thought all the way through it was a very well-written poem. Good job, Naomi.
Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome. Very vulnerable piece.
Great.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent comment. All right, so what do we have next, Weaver?
Well, we're back to the prompt for tonight's contest. So I'm putting this one up because I was buzzing about a little bit just to make a nice change. But here we are back onto the poetry contest. And this is End This by My Angel 3. And Naomi, would you care to read this for us?
Okay, End This. And this is End This Famine for me, this grindless, gripless, sad stagnancy. Place your hands where time stops the clock and chalks my bones to sweet oblivion. Reach for me as I fall and lift me back to bliss. Break my sexual solace with dirty kisses. Place your hands around my starving body. Chant my name. Pound my noun deep down beneath superficial genetic circumstance. Jump my bones until they dance to your tune. Take me places algorithms don't see, where minuscule minds dare not dream, where words fold on wants, where resistance bends to lust. Make me into a list of muscle memories, map my uncharted parts, tear them apart, put me back together in your image. End poem.
Wow, so beautiful. I liked it a lot. You know, it was powerful in its longing and its willing to give in and be whatever it is that this person wants, which is, you know, how inviting is that? But endless famine for me, this grindless, gripless stagnancy. Place your hands where time stops the clocks and shocks my bones to sweet oblivion. Reach for me as I fall and lift me back to bliss. Break my sexual soulless with dirty kisses. Place your hands around my starving body. Chant my name, pound my noun deep down. Type my superficial genetic circumstance. I mean, the whole thing just has such a rhythm and flow. I just want to keep reading it because it's so powerful in its imagery and its fantasy. So I thought it was beautiful, and you did a beautiful read of it as well, Naomi.
Thank
All right,
you.
So what did you think? What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, I agree with you. This is so well done. And that, those first two lines that you said, again, it sets it up beautifully. There's a famine. I need to be touched. I need to be loved. I need you to lift me back to bliss. I just, you know, I can understand that so much. When you've not got that person that you care about near you, this is what you will be thinking. You know, I need you to come back. Beautifully done, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, my Angel 3.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Jody, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought she did a very good job with this poem. You could definitely tell she is a woman that knows what she wants. You see her writing this, put her hair up in a pencil. Ready to go, huh? But yeah, map. I like how it ends. Mapping our uncharted parts, tearing them apart, and then putting them back together in your image. That's a great way to end that poem. I thought you did a great job all the way through it. Well done.
Yeah, great comment. Thank you so much, Jody. And you read it, Naomi. What are your thoughts?
I really like this. You know, you feel all the passion come through in this poem. You know, it's just, she's just like, you know, the words, tear them apart, all my uncharted parts, tear them apart, like tear me apart and put me back together in your image. Or you just possess me, you know, and take me down and you know, it's jump my bones until they dance to your tune. It's really, really passionate. I love the words, break my sexual soulless with dirty kisses. You know, this is really, really, you know, you said sexy to my poem, Katie, but this is, you know, really erotic and very, very sexy and sensual. Wonderfully, wonderfully well written by my Angel 3.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And a fabulous read as well. All right, what do we have next, Weaver?
Yes, that was a fabulous read, Naomi. Really enjoyed it. Next we have No Matter What by Dennis R. Korthoff. And there's a SoundCloud for this, Gray. I think.
Dennis R. Korthoff. Okay, one second here. Uno momento, por favor, señorita. All right, so that was Dennis Korthoff. Okay. All right, here we go.
No matter what. No matter what they say, you are lovely, desirable, and kind. Every moment and every day. You've got mixed feelings running around. You said, no one will understand. Let's go with the flow, love. We have got nothing planned. When we collide, it feels like we are no longer earthbound. So what if your mind says, or wonders, is this love I found? We connect on a level that is greater than all of the above. So what, if you don't want to call it love?
Well, he did a great job on his SoundCloud. And I like it. You know, it says, no matter what they say, you are lovely, desirable, and kind every moment and every day. And I don't know who's saying what, but, you know, they've got to be wrong for sure. And you got mixed feelings running around. You said no one will understand. Let's go with a flow of love. We've got nothing planned. You know, life is full of mystery, so take the moment and join hands and walk together. And, you know, if you don't want to call it love, well, so be it. Anyway, yeah, it was a touching rite for sure. I liked it a lot. And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
Yes, it was beautiful. The reading voice, a lovely accent. I really enjoyed that. Yes, this is, again, another one of those beautifully written, sweet declarations of love. I think the SoundCloud was cut short, but not really, because in the AN, I think it was, that it didn't quite meet the word count. So that last stanza, I think, was added on, therefore wasn't in the SoundCloud. But it was a lovely last stanza, so we can enjoy it anyway. So yes, beautifully done. Thank you so much, Dennis, for sharing.
Yeah, no kidding. Eh? All right, well, great notice. And I didn't catch that, so you're smart. And let's carry on. What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, well, you know, this really resonates with me, you know, because I actually had somebody tell me this once. So this is real, very relatable, you know. You know, sometimes you have all these feelings or these connections with somebody, and, you know, you don't want to say it's love, but, you know, love comes in all kinds of forms. And, you know, sometimes you just have to say, like, okay, you know, this is love, even if you're too, you know, you don't want to admit it. You know, I find that last stanza really, so what if your mind says or wonders, is this love I found? We connect on a level that is greater than all of the above. So what if you do not want to call it love? And sometimes us women, you know, we're too proud sometimes. We don't want to say the word. But, you know, that this is a guy that's telling us, woman, you know, hey, baby, it's love, it's love. So, you know, no matter what, it's love. So it's just so so sweet and so wonderful, this write. So well written, so uniquely, uniquely well thought out, and beautiful write by Dennis R. Korktoff.
Thank you, Naomi. And Jody, so what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I did a very good job of trying to convince her that, I mean, you don't have to call it love. You call it whatever, as long as the connection is what it is. I mean, that's the title of the poem, no matter what. He just wants to be around her. It's okay with him, whatever you want to call it. Don't necessarily need to be called anything, as long as you feel that connection and the two of you are colliding, no longer earthly bound, right? That's a cosmic sentence there, I like that. Yeah, I thought he did a really good job. I mean, it was a pretty short poem. He got a lot out of it. It was a good job.
Great comment. Thank you, Jody. All right, Weaver, what's up next?
Next we have A Telepathic Kiss by Jody Melton. And Jody, could you read this for us, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A telepathic kiss. Miss the softest hues of twilight's tender glow. I stand alone, my heart aglow, and gently blow a kiss. It dances on the evening breeze silently, a sweet caress. A message wrapped in passion's hold, a whisper of my wish. With every ounce of yearning deep within my soul, I send this kiss, a secret kept, across the vast divide. It carries with it all my hopes, my dreams, my silent pleas, a telepathic serenade, a love I cannot hide. The air is charged with longing as the kiss that takes flight. A sensual ballet, a dance of hope, twirls with grace and might. It navigates through starlit skies and moonbeams' gentle touch. This journey fueled by desperate need, a love that means so much. Oh, dearest, feel this kiss of mine. Though miles we are apart, let it land upon your lips, a symphony for your heart. It speaks of undying will, a promise bold and true. I will not give up on us. I will not give up on you. With every fiber of my being, I channel this embrace, hoping it transcends the space and finds your sweetest grace. For in this kiss I've laid bare my heart, a plea for you to see the depths of my devotion and what you mean to me. So let this kiss of passion, this message from my soul, travel through the ether, making two halves whole. May it whisper to your spirit, may it soothe your tender lips. I'm holding on, I'm staying strong, I'm steadfast in my grips. In hopes, my love, you'll feel this kiss and know you're not alone. But telepathically, I send my heart a love that's only grown. Silent, sensual symphony, a plea for you to see. I'm here, I'm yours forevermore, just as I hope to be. End poem.
Well, yeah, it's a fantastic read. And, you know, I like the poem. Mm-hmm. It really has passion, longing, desire, want, need. You know, you really lay your soul out with this, right? And quite honestly, if you haven't found her, I sure hope you do. So great write and fabulous read.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, yes, it was really lovely. I am so pleased with that prompt that we're all writing to, because it's bringing out so much love and caring, and it's just great. It makes such a difference to have sweetness around you and happiness. So I really enjoyed this. I loved that first stanza, and I loved the first two lines. Amidst the softest hues of twilight's tender glow. That's just beautiful. I stand alone, my... I don't know why I'm reading your own poem back to you, but it's a thing we do. I stand alone, my heart aglow, and gently blow a kiss. Lovely. I love the format, and I love the fact that you've got those lovely rhymes in there. Yeah. And I love the fact that you really care for someone so much. That's always wonderful. So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. I enjoyed the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Naomi, what did you think?
It's beautiful. It's so so tender and so sweet. I just love, you know, the imagery and, you know, as a kiss takes flight, a sensual ballet, a dance of hope. It twirls with grace and might. It navigates through starlit skies and moonbeam's gentle touch. This journey fueled by desperate need, a love that means so much. I just love that. And the rhythm and the rhyme through all, the whole thing. And then, you know, as if you're talking straight to the person, I will not give up on us. I will not give up on you. I think those two lines add so much a personal touch to the whole right there. You know, that those are so important, those two lines that you put in. But just a masterful, well-written poem, straight from the heart. Just beautiful, Jody.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, yeah, you can feel it's written from the heart. So, great job.
Yeah, it felt good to be able to be vulnerable in the piece. That's what I liked about the prompt. Like, one in ones, you just let it effortlessly go onto the paper. It felt pretty good.
Yeah, obviously, It was beautiful. So great job. Thank you for sharing. Good luck in the contest. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
Right, I'm not really sure where to go here because a couple of these poems have got messages that the person, the poem will be read by the person and they'll phone in. So I don't know. Should I leave them till later and just go on or should I put them out there?
I'd leave them if you can.
Yeah,
I think we have enough other poetry. Anyway. If we're down to them, then we'll... leave it to the last minute.
Yeah, well, they don't carry over this week. Is that that many?
No.
Sorry?
I was just curious if there's going to be carryovers. I didn't know if there's that many left.
Oh, I'm not sure. How's it looking for poems, Weaver?
We've got quite a lot still to go, I think, yeah. We've got an awful lot of open poetry as well. I'm just finishing off these ones that are for the competition. And as I say, I wasn't sure. I think I'll leave Bill's because he said it says he'll call. And I will leave Irish Roses. Irish Roses bloom for you because she said she would want to read it, I think. Oh, no, hang on.
Okay.
No, she doesn't. So that's fine. I can do hers. Okay, so let's get... I'm going up and down this page like a maniac. Do we have any more? Yes, we have. Spanning by Bill Schiller. So, Jody, would you care to read this for us? Thank you.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. This is Spanning by Bill Schiller. Distance does not diminish my dedication to touch. The length of your absence cannot restrain my lust. The smell of your hair keeps seeking a kiss. Your placement isn't the location of a permanent slice. Your resolutions cannot refute reciprocity of my resistance to routines of restricted space and time. When I look in the mirror, your face is pressed against mine. I save up the minutes until you can. Spend the time. When worry is mine, I'm inclined to remind of your grip on my back. Supply the grass that lives beyond gap. End poem.
Great read on that, Jody. And I like, you know, it's got that, it's got that love letter feel to it. And does it, you know, he writes about distance does not diminish my dedication to touch. The length of your absence cannot restrain my lust. You know, when you're connected to somebody, you are connected to them, and nothing can replace it until you meet again. And then you have them smells and that touch back, which is all you long for anyway. So, I mean, the longing is palpable, and it's deep. So, well done. Great, great read, and a fantastic write by Bill Schiller. Yeah, so great job. Thank you so much for reading. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Yes, this is... I like this a lot. I'm reading as I'm talking, which is a bad thing. That last line, oh my goodness. You supply the grass that lives beyond gap. Lovely. So, and again, those two lines at the beginning, distance does not diminish my dedication to touch. The length of your absence cannot restrain my lust. Hello?
Your echo is talking to you, Katie.
My echo sounds like a man. I'm going to stop talking now. That was awful. I hated that. Sounded like some man was, hello there. I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Bill.
Absolutely. And what are your thoughts, Naomi?
Yeah, I really thought this was well laid out, you know. every sentence, every line is well structured and has a thought process behind it. You can tell. And, you know, the idea of a kiss being a keepsake, that's uniquely wonderful. You know, the smell of your hair, the keepsake and a kiss. Just wonderful. There's a little pieces and bits of alliteration also throughout this poem. You see it in your placement is predilection of a permanence, splice, it is a repetition of the P sound and then the R sound in the line, oh my resistance to routines of restricted space and time. You have it there again. But, I'm with Katie. That last line, you supply the grass that lives beyond the gap. That's just uniquely, creatively amazing, that last line. So very well done, Bill. Amazing, right?
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Jody, you read it. What did you think?
Yeah, I liked it. My page got stuck like halfway through. I thought I was almost over. I was like, wait a second, I got two more stanzas. That seems to happen to me a lot. I'm glad you had some tough lines to read. That your placement isn't predilection of a permanent splice. I'd hate to have to read that five times in a row. That'd be tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the whole overtone of missing her so much. You can definitely tell her absence was there, and despite her not being there, you gotta, you know, keep on trucking, going through the routines of life, but wishing she was there, can imagine she's there, can still smell her hair, right? Hopefully she came back. But yeah, I thought overall it was a nice poem.
Yep, absolutely. Great comment. Thank you so much, Jody. All right, Weaver, what's up next? So we have Like Meat, Love Salt by Miriam Kilmer. And who's going to read that, Katie?
I was actually, she had said she was going to phone in, but she's not able to, so I've gone back to this.
She's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm just going to read this for her, if you don't mind. So this is Like Meat. Sorry?
No, go ahead.
We send out our best wishes, of course, right? She's maybe listening in. I don't know. Maybe not at this time, but she will. I'm sure, Miriam.
Yeah.
Lovely lady.
Spoken,
I love Miriam to bits. She's such a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Fingers and toes crossed. I would cross my eyes as well, but I wouldn't be able to read it, so I won't. Oh, dearie me. Here all week, folks. Okay. Like Meat, Love Salt by Miriam Kilmer. I miss you as peeling wallpaper misses fresh paste. My eyes miss the mirrors in the depths of your eyes, and my fingers, the texture of your hammered silk cheeks. The scent of your skin, musky and faintly floral, was my world. Soft air of this temperate night blow faintly across my yearning mouth, carry the passion of my emptiness to the lips of the one I lost. Twine tenderly around those curling ears, whispering, remember me. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. As it says in the in the author's notes, that Like Meat, Love Salt is from a number of tales and appears in Shakespeare's King Lear. I would love to read this, but I need to know the date and time of the relevant show. But, it was a beautiful write. You can feel the longing, the depth of the connection is beautiful. Soft air of this temperate night blow faintly across my yearning mouth, carry the passion of my emptiness to the lips of the one I lost, twine tenderly around those curling ears, whispering, remember me. How beautiful is that? Very touching. Heartfelt, right? So, what are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, yes. I really, Yeah, I really loved it. I like the title is brilliant, though, isn't it? To know where it came from, well, even better. But I love that first line. Oh, my goodness. I miss you as peeling wallpaper, Mrs. Fresh Paste. I thought we were going to say fresh pasta. So I'm so glad she decided to go with her words, not mine. Oh, my. She's very good. I love her work. I've always enjoyed it. And this is just so soft and sweet. And passion. I like that a lot. So well done, my dear. And I hope everything is going well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I'm with Katie there on that first line. What a wonderful metaphor. I miss you as peeling wallpaper, Mrs. Fresh Face. That is just, you know, uniquely creative, so amazing. But, you know, Miriam is a wonderful, wonderful writer. And I love, you know, that she ends with whispering, remember me. You know, such a beautiful thing to finish this beautiful poem on, remember me. The carry a promise of my emptiness to the lips of the one I lost. Just amazing. The whole thing, every line is just, you know, the word, from the word choice to the whole flow of the piece, everything is just, you know, just amazing. And, my heart goes out to you, Miriam, and come back to us, you know, healthy I wish you good luck in the hospital and heal quick and, yeah, come back to us. Wonderful life.
Absolutely.
Well said.
Thank you,
Naomi.
Thank you, Naomi. And Jody, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I enjoyed this one. For me, I had this song playing in my head from her last line. As I reread it, so I enjoyed it even more. You know, it speaks of a long love connection that they had, and obviously one of them passed on or isn't around anymore. I'd say passed on, but. That song, Remember Me, I watched this movie with my daughter, Mexican movie, Coco, that's it. I was trying to remember that. All right. I don't know if any of you all seen it, but that song, Remember Me, was a big theme throughout the movie, about a girl whose father passed away, and he was a big singer or whatever, but she lived in the movie, she was like 90-something years old still singing a song to her grandkids, but it was just pretty cool. Yeah, so I can't get that song out of my head now. But, yeah, I thought she did a great job with the poem. And well
great
done.
Great comment. You know, when poetry takes you somewhere else, that's a great thing. But she says in her profile, mm-hmm. publishing opportunity, poetry's biggest secret until now. Please send me up to 6 funny poems, up to 700 words each. You retain copyright. I will edit and design the book, provide illustrations, and set up on Amazon. I can't provide payment, but in the highly likely, unlikely event I should make a killing, I will share. So, yeah, if you're interested, Miriam Kilmer on All Poetry. Yeah, set up a book together. It'd be a beautiful thing. But, yeah, I like that poem. It captures the imagination with it, you know, like meat of salt. Makes your mouth water right off the start. And then I miss you as peeling wallpaper misses fresh paste. My eyes miss the mirrors and the depth of your eyes, and my fingers the texture of your hammered silk cheeks, the scent of your skin, musky, faint leaf oral was my world. Yeah, you know, beautiful, right? You can feel the longing and the passion in it. Yeah, wonderful, right? All right, what's up next, Weaver?
Next, we're going into open poetry, and we have, this is what I've got, so I'm hoping this leads to a poem, so I'll just give me a second. Oh, yes, it does. So this is Abandoned Beauty by Darkened Auras. Naomi, would you like to read this?
Yeah, of course, for Dark and Doris. Wow, be my honor. Abandoned beauty. Everybody hated it. Such an ugly wall. The whole building looked about to fall. But the teens who once grew up there wanted everyone to see this place held their happy memories. There's so much it could be. So late in the night with flashlights, spray paint, and creativity, they set their sights on making this a fun, engaging activity. People gathered the next morning, confused and rightly so. Whispers came from all around. Where did the ugly building go? The teens came out in front of the work they did all night, wanting to address the crowd and set the record right. This place signifies our fun, all the games we've played, every laugh we ever shared, all the friends we've made. The tree trunk is like this building, still standing though it all, the beauty that you now see here is a secret of this wall. The pink tree leaves and fairy dust show the magic our minds remembered every time we played here and each time that we entered. We knew the city's outlook was not quite sound. That's why we put it on cracked ground. Tearing this place down was always our fear. We hope now you see it's true beauty.
Beautiful read, Naomi. Thank you so much for that. You did a wonderful job on this touching right. You know, you can feel the connection to this building that the artist has. And, you know, he really paints such a fabulous image of children on swings under a pink leaf tree. But, yeah, really captured the picture quite beautifully and kind of tugged at your heart for that child that is holding on to this in their heart. So beautiful, right? And a fantastic read, Naomi.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, Dark and Doris, for sharing. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, first of all, the picture is absolutely beautiful. So wonderful. It's a beautiful idea. Yeah, I loved it. Everybody hated it. Such an ugly wall. And the whole building looked about to fall. So you can imagine, we have walked past places like that. I don't know if they're still as prevalent as they used to be, but certainly we see a lot of ugly buildings. And then you see the beautiful coming together of these people, young people, having grown up there and had a wonderful time, wanted to make sure everybody knew that it wasn't just an ugly building, that it held brilliant memories for them. So I think it's inspired. I like it so much. I just think it's a lovely way to look at an ugly building, and it's a lovely idea. I must admit, I do love graffiti. I always have, and I'm finding it is more and more amazing as time goes on, the work that puts into these beautiful pieces of art. So yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I really enjoyed it. Dark and Doris, wonderful.
Absolutely, great comment. Thank you so much, Weaver. Jody, what did you think?
I got several different takes from this poem. That's what I liked about it. Obviously, the art is beautiful. Good to see that other than just graffiti, right? Yeah, I thought it was a great painting. I love how the kids' shadows swinging with him. But it also got me thinking about the abandoned places of my childhood. Like, it wiped out my elementary school. It's just a big open field now. And the park I grew up and played at, just last week I drove by there and it was all just a field. They took a baseball field out, the basketball court, everything. Like, I have no idea why they did that, but yeah, it's like, man, my whole childhood is getting wiped out. Yeah, so that poem brought all that to my mind. I like that. I love when the poetry does that to me. So yeah, I thought she did a very good job, you know, captivating the reader. Well done.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for that fabulous comment, Jody. And Naomi, you read the poem. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I love that. You know, she took that picture and she just spun a whole tale out of it. And, you know, it's so true. Like Jody says, you know, so many places being torn down. And, you know, of course, most times there's asphalt parking lots, you know, or condo buildings going up. Yeah, you know, it's crazy how crazy and amazing how, you know, a place brings us back to so many memories, you know, especially childhood places, you know, places that we played in. And I love how she uses each part of the tree, like the tree trunk is the building that's standing, you know, strong, still strong. It's ugly, but it's strong. It's the you know, the, so that they can see the beauty in that building, you know, the beauty of the memories that it holds for them. And the pink leaves and the fairy dust shows, you know, the magic, you know, the magical time, you know, when they were playing there. So she uses all the parts of the painting in her poem brilliantly. And, you know, of course, I love her rhyme and flow throughout, you know, which just captivates the, like Jody said, again, captivates the reader, pulls them in. And, you know, it's, and the title, too, Abandoned Beauty. So every single thing about this poem I really like. So bravo, bravo, Dark and Doris. Wonderful, wonderful right here. Wonderful front page pick. Well deserved.
Great comment. Thank you so much, Naomi. And thank you, Weaver, for calling in and sharing your heart, your mind, your voice, and most especially your time. Thank you. Naomi, same thing, for sharing your heart, your voice, and your time. Thank you so much. And Jody, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You did great.
Enjoyed
so,
the show.
Awesome. Look forward to hearing you on many more. All right. Have a good night,
absolutely.
Everybody.
All
good
right,
night,
too.
My dear.
Good
night,
night
Naomi.
Good night, all.
Good night, Jody. A lovely evening.
Night.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yep. Good night,
everybody.
Good night, young boy.
I was waiting on that.
I'm sorry. It's pathetic. I can't help it. It just makes me laugh. Okay. Good night, everybody. God, good morning.